Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor Gumpo.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
No, I'm okay today. The weather is a bit better.
It's better than yesterday.
Oh, yeah, it's better. It was like wet Alaska.
You were freezing yesterday, man. No, man, I'm glad that you made it out alive, eh?
Thank you. Yeah.
Lovely, lovely. Now, those who are joining us, we're talking to Pastor Godswill Gumpo, who's talking to us about a study on the VOP lesson, The Cross Makes the Destruction of Sin Possible. And our last few lessons are focused on the entry of sin into the perfect world that God had created. But how does the cross make the destruction of sin possible? Now, we're going to be looking at that today. So, Pastor, why didn't the tragedy of sin end with Lucifer? Why did we have to get involved? I mean, from all angles, it does look like we truly don't. It's got nothing to do with us.
Well, yeah, that's one question I'm sure every listener is asking. But why did God put us in His business in the first place? Mm. But we need to understand that the issue with the devil, Satan, and the government of heaven is the devil was saying art is unfair, God's law is unfair, God's law is tough, it's bad. So because of that lie that he had brought to the angels, or that he had brought into heaven, there was confusion among a group of angels. That's even why others chose the devil and others God. So if God had destroyed Lucifer immediately, honestly, the angels would worship God, or begin to worship God in fear rather than in love. Remember, we worship God because of who He is and why we want, what, and because we want. But the government of the devil is saying, no, what is unfair? So there were supposed to be two sides to prove who is right and who is wrong. So it's either the group that is going to continue worshiping God in love and prove that God is good, and those are going to follow the devil and later prove who the devil really is.
Man, now, without having had another alternative, how could anyone, including Adam and Eve, know for sure God's way was the best? Was theirs a fair test?
You know, I believe so. I believe their test was the most fair test. Why? Let's also go back and use Jesus as the second Adam of the Bible. You know, Eve was created in a perfect world with Adam. Everything perfect, everything okay. They just thought, don't eat this, eat everything. Eat everything, just don't eat this. But do you know what the devil says? The devil says, don't mind about everything. It is only one thing. He just makes the opposite, exact opposite of what God had. Now, they were in a fair situation because they were born in a perfect world, not disturbed, nothing. They had a reason to follow God because, after all, they didn't know the devil. They didn't know anyone else except their Savior. And guess what? Jesus was born into a world with sin, with every damage of sin, but he chose to be perfect. So I believe so, that they were brought into a fair world and were given a fair chance to choose what worked for them.
Now, what is the main issue, rather, at the very root of the great controversy?
The main issue is the question of God's character, which simply zeroes down to the question of God's law, because God's law represents his character. So the devil is saying, you know what, I can rule this world better than the Creator. So that's the root cause of this whole thing. And the devil says, because of, let me create my own government that will work better than God's government. So that's the root of this whole controversy.
So you are saying that this fella looked around and he saw that, nah, man, this guy is not governing okay. I can actually do a better job. Is that what you are saying?
Exactly. he put himself on God's throne, imagining himself as God. And I'm sure as he's sitting, he's saying, okay, I think God is making a mistake there. I think God is making a mistake there. So let me bring something better and make a better government. And so definitely, yes, God's character, God's authority, and God's government.
Yeah. Now, how does the cross then make the destruction of sin possible?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the most beautiful questions I've got this day. Now, maybe let's first go to the reason why the cross is there. The cross is there to prove the damage of sin to humankind or to the human race. That's what the cross is there to prove. The cross is there to prove that sin has damaged the world. When God wills to die, it shows how much sin is so evil. Remember, the cross is a wedge of sin. The cross is a wedge of sin. Remember, the Bible tells us in Romans 6:23 that for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. I want you to see how this verse is divided. If you want to die, do sin. If you want to live, take the free gift. With sin, you pay. With God, you receive. So, the cross is there to prove that Jesus came to pay the wage that was due for the sin that was brought into this world by what? Sin. And the cross is there also to prove that when you receive, he who died on the cross and resurrected, you can get a free life which is eternal, which was proved by Jesus Christ that I died and I resurrected, proving that yes, sin has brought death, but Jesus brings life even in that death.
Yeah. Now, the destruction of sin by the cross, this plan was hatched early on in life, eh? As you may have alluded. Now, was it achieved to the T? I mean, at some point, that fellow was, complaining that if this, he wishes that the cup may pass over, and that God may just make this, a pass, cup pass, and et cetera, et cetera. At some point, he was crying, "Father, Father, why have you forsaken me?" Now, with all these, was it a perfect sacrifice?
Oh yes. I believe the cross was the biggest blow that the devil has ever had in his lifetime. Because at the end of the day, we were the ones who were supposed to be paying for our sins. But Jesus instead chose to take our place and die for us. And I am sure if the angels in heaven were watching their master die, for them it was proof that for sure the devil is wrong, or for sure the devil has brought all this mess into this world. And I'm sure, for sure, that the angels were left could see that this time we have seen how bad how bad sin is. You know, let me go back a bit. Do you understand that Jesus had a chance to kill the devil, but he spared him. But when Jesus was being born, the devil didn't want to spare even a second for Jesus. So already that was proof that sin is wrong and the devil is the deceiver. So yes, Jesus' death was a perfect offering for the remission of our sins.
Well, a beautiful conversation as always, Pastor Gumpo. Always, always a pleasure to have you here. And of course, we learn quite a bit, learning from your feet. I must thank you so much and blessings to you and the family.
Thank you so much.
Lovely. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.